This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
You know, another aspect here of why I support Donald Trump is because I see what he's enduring as far as the persecution, the attacks, all illegitimate. And so you just got to get behind that guy, in my view, because I get it. I go through it myself. And if people say, it's like somebody said, oh, I don't want to listen to InfoWars. I don't want to listen to Owen Schroyer. I don't want to listen to Alex Jones. They got a lot of baggage. Don't you see all the legal stuff and the claims against them? So if we start treating the people that are fighting like, oh, I don't want to, too much baggage there, well, then no, you'll have no fighters left. You'll lose. And so the Republican Party is now making another attempt to keep Donald Trump away from winning the nomination. Massachusetts is the latest state where Republican Party elites are wanting to change primary rules to screw Trump out of delegates. So it looks like they want to go with the old Democrat superdelegate routine, which is, oh, you know, you can go vote for whatever president you want, but then the party elites, they can just completely overwhelm your vote and vote however they want, which Bernie Sanders voters learned the hard way in 2016. So now maybe the Republicans try to do that to Trump. It won't matter. Trump will still get the nomination, but it's just more attempts to sabotage the man. More attempts to keep him out of office. And that's why, now President Trump did come out and make a statement. And he said that all of the other candidates need to just drop out of the race. And it's time to take their campaign funding and their chests and put it towards vote harvesting, get out of the vote, early voting initiatives, and everything else like the Democrats do. And that is 110% correct. Now, I don't expect that to happen with grifters like Nikki Haley and kamikazes like Chris Christie up there. But the one campaign that they thought would take down Donald Trump that they put a huge war chest behind was Ron DeSantis. He's shot. And that upsets me. I like Ron DeSantis, great governor of Florida, and had a great political future, but the neocons and the establishment conservative elites destroyed him. And they thought they could destroy Donald Trump with him, and instead they destroyed his political future. The only way for him to save it now would be to drop out of the race, endorse Donald Trump, and say my war chest is going to go to getting Trump elected. So think about, it'll be hundreds of millions of dollars that the Republican Party will spend on all of these candidates that are polling at less than 10%. Because, by the way, the only candidates polling at more than 10% that's not Ron DeSantis consistently is Vivek Ramaswamy. He's funding his own campaign. He's not getting any help from the Republicans. So they're spending money on Nikki Haley and Asa Hutchinson and Chris Christie and Ron DeSantis. None of them have a chance. It's all over. Wasteful spending, hundreds of millions of dollars when it could be going towards trying to win an election. So when you understand that dynamic, you understand what it's really all about. It's not about winning for the Republicans. It's about power and influence and maintaining it. So all Donald Trump is looking at things from a pragmatic standpoint, saying, hey, I have the most votes ever of any other Republican candidate. I have the most votes ever of any other Republican president. I'm dominating in the polls right now. This is ridiculous. Let's spend the money on something that's going to help us win and save this country. And then the Republican Party says, nope, that's not what we're interested in. No, thank you. When this should be your message at the very least. But again, Ramaswamy is not taking money from the GOP. I would pardon President Trump, clearly a politicized persecution, said Vivek Ramaswamy this weekend on CNN. So that should be the message of the whole Republican Party. And if you want to keep running, that's fine. But at least come out and say what's being done to Donald Trump is wrong. And the corruption that it embodies needs to be rooted out, needs to be flushed out of Washington, D.C. But, boy, some of them aren't saying that. And that's because they're a part of it, isn't it?
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
You know, I forgot to mention earlier when we were covering the situation in Moscow with the drone strike, I forgot to mention what's going on or what's about to be going on in Taiwan. And so this is really dangerous, folks, because you got the Biden administration and the Pentagon that I think wants a confrontation in a larger war so that they can cancel the 2024 elections. And then you have China and Russia that want to make their next big geopolitical moves before Biden gets out of office because they own Biden. He's essentially their asset. He's a foreign agent of China, of Russia. And so they can pretty much do whatever they want strategically, and there's really not much Joe Biden can do about it. He's already completely emptied our oil reserves. He admitted earlier this month that we have no ammunition left. We've given it all to Ukraine. And so China is seeing that and saying, well, gee, why don't we just move into Taiwan now? Not to mention military morale is at an all-time low. So unless you're a transgender member of the military that doesn't even have to engage in combat or any drills or anything, you just get paid to be tranny. Morale is very low. So you wish you wouldn't have to worry about any of this. But Joe Biden has plans for you, the American people, to fund and fight in a war in a far-off land that probably won't benefit you at all. Just so he can remain in office. Just so he can cover up his crimes. But the people are more aware of it than ever before. Congressman Dan Muser to crowd at Trump rally in Pennsylvania. We must remove the Biden crime family from the White House. It's the Biden crime family, and everybody knows it. And there's the double standard of treatment in the legal system here. Judge tosses Donald Trump's $475 million defamation suit against CNN. Probably nobody's been defamed worse than Donald Trump. But see, if you're Alex Jones, you got, oh, what, a $1 trillion defamation case? But who did Alex defame? Could you even say? What lie did Alex tell? Could you even explain? Oh, but when they lie about Donald Trump and say he's a racist or he raped these women or this, that, they lie about him 24/7. And then he can't even get a defamation case to be heard in a courtroom. A man who's probably been defamed more than anybody else, except maybe Alex Jones, ironically enough. So they run defamation cases where they defame you and then you pay for defaming somebody else that you never defamed. But then when the man who's actually been defamed tries to get his case heard, it gets tossed out. There's your justice system. But it might be even worse. Should we get to the lighter stuff or the heavier stuff here? How about Sam Bankman-Fried walking from political finance charges? Why? Because his number one donor was the Democrat Party. His number two donor was Joe Biden. And then everything else was donated to politicians as well, including Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell receiving millions. Millions. So the IRS hires 87,000 new agents, and you will be hearing from them. Mark my words, you will be hearing from the IRS. So they hire 87,000 new IRS agents to come after you and harass you. If you've ever gotten paid via a social media platform, if you've ever had a transaction on Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, anything else, if you are a waitress or somebody that works for tips, they're coming for you. But Sam Bankman-Fried laundering hundreds of millions of dollars to political campaigns and political parties, charges dropped. Hundreds of billions of dollars sent to Ukraine with no oversight? Well, yeah, the Democrats voted against it. So did Republicans, to be fair. So they send hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine, and you don't get to audit that. Sam Bankman-Fried launders hundreds of millions of dollars to political campaigns. His charges get tossed, but the IRS will be coming for you. Guaranteed. This is the weaponization of the U.S. government against we, the people. It's more egregious than it's ever been before. And then the developments, the latest developments in the Hunter Biden case are pretty unreal. And I think at this point, because there have been different legal theories as far as what happened with the Hunter Biden plea agreement, why it fell apart, is it going to be good for Joe Biden, bad for Joe Biden, good for Hunter, bad for Biden. And I've been going back and forth. Some people think, oh, no, this is all part of the game. Folks, I now think this is not part of the game. I think the Bidens are cooked. I think Joe and Hunter Biden are cooked. They're going to be caught. I mean, at the very least, I mean, forget about, I mean, at the very least, you could say unclaimed taxes. But no, it's going to come down to Hunter Biden was a foreign agent, and so is Joe Biden. Joe Biden was a foreign agent. Joe Biden is a foreign agent, taking tens of millions of dollars from foreign countries. And I think that this latest sign is proof positive that, no, the Republicans in the House are really going to get down to the bottom of this, and there might be a judge or two that might get this case in front of them, and they're going to want to find out as well what the hell's really going on. So let's tell you here, Devin Archer, one of the number one business partners of Hunter Biden, has already been charged with crimes. And probably is cooperating with the FBI in ongoing investigations, including an investigation into Hunter Biden being a foreign agent. That investigation is ongoing. And the reason why the plea deal fell apart was because the understanding, whether you believe this or not, from Hunter Biden's side, the understanding was that if we sign this plea bargain, then any future crimes, including not registering as a foreign agent or whatever else may be coming up in that investigation, that he would be immune from those charges. So either his legal team and himself were ignorant and didn't understand that, or they were pretending not to understand that, hoping it would go that way and that the judge wouldn't notice. But the judge did notice and said, no, that's not the plea agreement here. There is an ongoing investigation, and I'm not giving you immunity into that. And so they said, well, then we're not taking the plea agreement, so the case will go to trial. Now, Devin Archer was set to be called as a witness tomorrow to talk to the House Oversight Committee. Now the DOJ is trying to arrest him. Here's what James Comer said on Maria Bartiromo.
I want to ask you about your investigation, but first, let me get to this breaking news. I have in my hand a letter from the Department of Justice that was sent to the Southern District of New York on Saturday. By the way, Devin Archer is testifying on Monday. Do you usually see the DOJ send letters like this out on a Saturday?
Never. Never. This is the first time I've ever heard of the Department of Justice doing anything on a Saturday.
So what is is this letter? Can you walk us through it? The government is apprising the court of the status of Devin Archer's appeal of his judgment of conviction, and they request that the court set a surrender date for the defendant to report to a facility. Please walk us through what this letter says.
Yeah, the letter from the Department of Justice is trying to nudge the judge to go ahead and sentence Devin Archer for something unrelated to what we're going to be talking to him about tomorrow. It's odd that it was issued on a Saturday, and it's odd that it's right before he's scheduled to come in to have an opportunity to speak in front of the House Oversight Committee and tell the American people the truth about what really went on with Burisma. So, you know, I don't know if this is a coincidence, Maria, or if this is another example of the weaponization of the Department of Justice, but I can tell you this. The lengths to which the Biden legal team has gone to try to intimidate our witnesses, to coordinate with the Department of Justice, and to certainly coordinate with the Democrats on the House Oversight Committee to encourage people not to cooperate with our investigation, to encourage banks not to turn over bank records, to encourage Treasury not to let us have access to those suspicious activity reports. It's very troubling, and I believe that you know, this is another violation of the law. This is obstruction of justice.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Trying to arrest Devin Archer to prevent him from testifying to Congress about the Biden crime family. You just heard from Representative James Comer. That was this morning. And since we've had other statements, Matt Gaetz, the DOJ is now actively committing the crime of obstructing a congressional investigation. If Devin Archer isn't in the witness chair Monday, we better haul every son of a bitch at the Department of Justice before Congress every day to make them pay for this. Archer is in that chair, or Merrick Garland is. Now, some are saying this is an intimidation tactic so that Archer won't say anything about Joe Biden. Maybe he pleads the fifth. Maybe he forgets his memory so conveniently before he takes the stand. Either way, it's obviously a legal tactic to make sure that Devin Archer doesn't tell you the ultimate truth, the ultimate sin, the ultimate crime that was committed by Joe Biden, selling the country out, selling political favors, bribes, and all kinds of things to enrich himself and his family, and he was using his son and other family members to do so. It's the Biden crime family. And again, they got caught by the judge trying to wiggle out of the ongoing investigation into Hunter Biden acting as a foreign agent, which will eventually lead to Joe Biden acting as a foreign agent. Not to mention all the transcripts coming out where Joe Biden lied, and that's fine. We all knew that. Every time he opens his mouth, he lies. But now we have the transcript with Hunter Biden's deposition where he says, yes, I was taking money from Chinese partners. And yes, my father was aware of it. He was on the phone. He was in the boardrooms with me. Of course, the American media is rushing to cover this up, protecting the Biden crime family. Because when you're a gangster mafia like the American media and the Democrat Party, that's what you do. We're going to cover some other news stories, but let's have a couple segments of your phone calls here on this Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show. So I want to open up the phone lines. We'll take a couple calls here in the last couple seconds, segments, that is, of today's show. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And obviously the big stories are Trump massive rally in Pennsylvania, the drone strike in Moscow, and other attempted drone strikes to provoke Russia into a larger escalation. And then, of course, the Biden crime family, which is about to be exposed on the witness stand tomorrow, which also probably means a third indictment of Donald Trump is in the works, probably in the next 48 hours. But I would guess at some point this week in a tit for tat, as we continue to see the case is right now in Washington, D.C. So as the phone numbers open up for you, 877-789-2539, we'll get you up and on the air. Meanwhile, Jim Jordan and the Oversight Committee and the Judiciary Committee are revealing the documents that showed Facebook was censoring on behalf of the Biden investigation. And now an email has emerged where they admitted it. They admitted it. We shouldn't have done it. Facebook executive admitted they censored for the Biden regime. A leaked email from Facebook in 2021, written by Nick Clegg, the company's president of global affairs, to colleagues, reads, "We were under pressure from the administration and others to do more." So the Biden administration, the FBI, we shouldn't have done it. We shouldn't have done it. And it also gets into how they were reducing videos that were from Republicans and conservatives and boosting videos that were in support of Joe Biden. Now, why isn't Mark Zuckerberg being held in contempt of Congress when he obviously lied under oath? Well, because last week when the vote to hold Mark Zuckerberg in contempt of Congress came up and Republicans voted against it, didn't vote against it, they delayed it. That just means they weren't prepared for the vote. People were switching their votes. They didn't have the number for the votes. So they're going to have to revisit that as well. But maybe it's a good thing they delayed the vote. Maybe they knew this new information was about to come out as well from Matt Taibbi. So they said, hey, let's not vote yet. We've got more information. We got more evidence about to drop that, yes, Mark Zuckerberg knew Facebook was censoring and knew they were doing it for the Biden administration. Let's wait before we hold him in contempt for that information to drop. And so now it has. And maybe that goes on, but the censorship continues. YouTube censors James O'Keefe, RFK Jr. interview over medical misinformation. Now, the video is at Infowars.com. I just read for you the headline. You can find it right there at Infowars.com. So medical misinformation, though, is telling the truth about big pharmaceutical products. Anti-fascists. Anti-fascist. This is the epitome of now modern day Western fascism. Big tech and big pharma colluding so that you don't know the truth about their products. And then Congress ended on it as well, letting their witnesses lie under oath. And, you know, how bad is it really? Well, Joe Biden would love to see his number one opposition arrested. That's Donald Trump. And he'd love to see his number two opposition murdered. That's RFK Jr. That the Biden administration continues to refuse Secret Service protection for RFK Jr. I mean, I guess you could understand why you might not want the government protecting you if you're RFK Jr. But nonetheless, the point is they're refusing him Secret Service protection when obviously he should qualify, number two Democrat candidate right now, very popular, rising in the polls, and has had two family members murdered. So you'd think that he'd get it, but Joe Biden wants him dead. Joe Biden would like him to get the Barack Obama chef treatment, which, you know, I'm not into getting into all the rumors and conspiracy about that. But, you know, Barack Obama did get seen playing golf yesterday, and his hands were badly damaged and appeared to have a black eye. But I'm sure that's just nothing to see. Sure, there's nothing to see there. How about nothing to see here? This is absolutely crazy. I've never seen anything like this. Mysterious Chinese biolab discovered in remote California city. Why would a biolab run by a shady Chinese company be operating in Ridley, California, in the central San Joaquin Valley? Illegal biolab discovered in California warehouse containing at least 20 potentially infectious agents, including coronavirus and HIV. 26 years with the county of Fresno, and I have never come across this situation, nor have I heard of any of my counterparts deal with a situation like this, says Fresno County Health Department official. A mysterious unsanctioned lab operating in a warehouse in the city of Ridley, California, was discovered by local and federal authorities. China-linked biolab discovered in Fresno, California, had over 900 mice genetically engineered to catch and carry the COVID-19 virus. I mean, are we really dealing with it like that? I wouldn't be surprised. Chinese biolabs infecting rodents with viruses. Right there in California, they wouldn't be releasing them on the streets now, would they? They wouldn't be wanting to engage in a bio attack, would they? I'm sure the Biden administration is all over that. Oh, wait, he's a foreign agent of China, so he's not going to do a damn thing.
It's been 3 years since we had it. We got it back in stock, the amazing 30 parts per million, highest quality colloidal silver and all the great things and all the great uses. Back in stock, limited supply, Infowarsstore.com. 30% off, and it's a very limited supply, but we have it back. Infowarsstore.com, Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver. The Infowars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has returned. Silver Bullet is the answer. through Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes to ensure for a truly unique product that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. It is amazing. It's got thousands of reviews, five-star reviews. InfoWarsStore.com. Silver Bullet returns to InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get some Super Female Vitality, some Turbo Force, some Brain Force, and some Brain Force Ultra.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, we're about to take your phone calls. Again, this is breaking now. Two members of the House Judiciary Committee are calling for lawmakers to return to Washington for immediate emergency hearings on the DOJ's interference with congressional oversight. Mike Johnson is an elected member of House leadership and one of the brightest attorneys in the House. This is all because Hunter's problems and Joe's problems merge with the testimony of Devin Archer. Time for action right now. This is big, folks. I'm telling you, this Devin Archer testimony is huge because it's not anything you don't know, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden selling the country out, but getting it on the congressional record, advancing the House Oversight Committee and Judiciary Committee's investigation. Now, this is the ultimate frustration, though. As we played earlier, and the proof continues to come out. The Bronny James situation with the, obviously, what was the vaccine injury, the biggest probably backbreaker for the narrative that they're safe and effective. I don't think we've seen the final stage of that drama. But see, the problem is there's no sense of urgency from our politicians, our Congress. Folks, I'm seeing a sense of urgency here. Matt Gaetz, Mike Johnson, Jim Jordan, these guys are the real deal. And they're not just sitting here going through procedure and then going on vacation and recess when the time is right. They're saying, hey, no, we have a constitutional crisis right now. It's time to get our asses back to D.C. and find out what the hell's going on with this corruption. There's a sense of urgency now. So I've got this feeling it's like it's not going to be like 3 years after the vaccine came out and they're saying, oh, gee, we need to investigate the vaccine. Too little, too late. Now it's, hey, they're messing up our investigation of the Biden crime family. We got to call an emergency session. We got to get back to work now. Thank you. Thank you. A sense of urgency. Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan, Mike Johnson, keep up the great work. So Devin Archer is going to be on the stand tomorrow, and he's either going to blow the lid off the Biden crime family, or they have successfully intimidated him out of what his testimony was going to be, or who knows what else happens between now and then. But the Biden crime family's cooked, folks. Joe Biden going to the beach and all this stuff is just a propaganda psychological operation where he's just, oh, he's chilling on the beach, nothing to see here. No, you sold this country out, you and your son, you and your family, taking millions of dollars, acting as foreign agents but not registering. You're cooked. You're caught. And now they're thinking, well, why don't we just start World War III? That'll get them off our back. So we're taking your calls on this. Let's go to Paul in Hawaii. Paul, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling.
First of all, I wanted to thank you and commend you for your courage and what you're doing. I think you're exemplary, and I'm proud to call you a fellow American.
Thank you, Paul.
I believe what's transpired in the United States has happened over a number of years, and it started under the Obama administration. I travel the world. I'm a self-made businessman, and I was in Europe at the time when Obama first won the election. And I was at a table with a gentleman who ran the largest pharmaceutical company in the world out of Spain. Subsequently, they sold it to the Chinese. And then things started to transpire in this country very rapidly. I think the fact that the Chinese have that lab in California, I think that's just one lab, Owen. And I think they've been doing it for a long time. And I could tell you a quite interesting story about what happened to me when I was in California. But I won't get into that. Currently, I just want to tell you, in regards to what's happening, hopefully things will turn in our direction. But you're correct in assuming that the pharmaceutical money involved with Chinese power is what stole the election from the American people. And I'll leave it there, Owen, and thank you for doing such a great job. I'll call back with that other story about what happened to me and my health in California when you have more time.
Okay, Paul, thank you for the call. Let's go to Mike in Texas on the attack in Moscow. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Yeah, I think they keep going after Russia, the Kremlin, Putin, wherever he's at, you know, locality. They're trying to get a retaliation out of him, man. They're trying to get him. They're baiting him. Baiting him, man. And he's not falling for it, which I really appreciate, Putin not falling for it. Like you've spoken about it. He appreciates the West. He likes the lifestyle of the West. I mean, obviously there's things we can correct and fix, but he wants freedom. He wants these things.
You know, and I'm sorry to cut you off, but it's the same thing. I'm telling you, it's watching this. Did you hear me talk about this 90s TV website earlier?
No, I didn't.
I'm clipping through this website. A great crew member here sent this to me because he knows I'm like 90s nostalgia. And he sent me the site called My 90s TV, and I'm just clicking through this thing like a fiend all weekend, watching old Donald Trump interviews, and just watching old television from the 90s through today's lens is even like an odd thing to witness. And I saw Boris Yeltsin's speech in the Christmas of, I think it was 98 or 99, I forget, the Christmas, with the Christmas tree behind him when he's handing over power to Putin. And it's like, yeah, we were trying to get rid of the Eastern style of oppression. We're trying to get rid of the Eastern style of communism essentially in Russia, and we want to have a more independent free market type system here, and I'm just not the leader to do it, and so Vladimir Putin is going to be the leader to do it now. He's been president there ever since. Now, I guess the question is, does Putin have enough patience or faith in the American people that, let's say we get Donald Trump in office and then he can have a leader that's not totally corrupt in there, and can we avoid this situation from getting worse? Because there's no doubt the West is on a suicide mission. I mean, Joe Biden is basically like, he'd love to see World War III start, and he'd love to cancel the 2024 elections. And I think that that's what they're trying to provoke Russia into doing.
Yeah, I honestly, he wants the American people to stand up and say no. That's what Putin wants. That's absolutely what he wants. And he's been giving plenty of time, I think, so it's time for us to say no. No war, no World War III, no more of this shenanigans. I mean, I was an old Ron Paul guy, you know. And we love you, Owen. Hey, my girls want to say hi real quick, if that's all right.
Hi.
All my girls love you.
Those are your, you got a bunch of baby girls there?
Oh, yeah.
Tuning into InfoWars?
Three baby girls on a Sunday night, and we just had a newborn, and she falls asleep to you and Alex all the time.
Oh, man. I'm blushing through my beard. You can't see it right now.
We love you, man. We love you. All the girls, the girls are always asking me, where's Owen? Where's Owen? Where's Alex?
Oh, jeez.
So we love you.
Oh, Mike. Oh, we love you, too. It's a love fest here. You know, it's just a love fest here. It's just a gigantic love fest here.
We're going to have to try to make it out and see you guys.
It's just a gigantic love fest here, folks. I'm telling you.
We just want to save everybody. You know, that's the thing. And so spread the wealth of information, man.
But that's
sure
it. See, that's it exactly. That's it exactly. Thank you so much, Mike. He just, folks, that's what it is. I love life. I love freedom. I mean, I just, everything this life has to offer, everything America has to offer, the potential, it's just, and these sycophants, these mad scientists, these mad politicians, these power lusting freaks, control freaks, want to steal all that from you.
My five-year-old just told me, she goes, she was listening and she saw the little Ken Barbie doll with the beard and the birthing person, this and that. She goes, Mike, men can't have babies. I said, all right, we're stopping getting the blow pop over there at the gas station. Let's go.
You got a little award. Hey, you got to reward them for being smarter than a liberal, even before they can read.
Homeschool 100% at this point, sir.
All right, Mike. Hey, thank you for the call. That's fantastic. We're going to do another segment of calls when we come back, folks. Remember, though, the July Patriot Pride Month sale at InfoWarsStore.com is set to end when the month ends. So you've got tonight and tomorrow to take advantage of the huge, huge sales happening at InfoWarsStore.com, Patriot Pride Month. Top-selling, top-rating products on sale. And, folks, by the way, we're talking about the situation in Russia, the situation with China. I hope we don't have a situation where you have to eat emergency food. I really, believe me, don't want that. But you'd rather have it and not need it, and I think the situation is getting more critical. 10% off all storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off all storable foods. The best quality, fully organic, and they already come in a container that's ready to be stored. So you don't have to worry about putting it in a container and having it stored safely. It arrives ready to be stored. InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We finally have our original best-selling colloidal silver back in stock. With the supply chain breakdowns and all the problems of the economy, we could not get the highest quality colloidal silver for almost 3 years back in stock. But now we've got it. 30 parts per million from the top lab. We got a limited shipment. Hopefully we'll have a lot of it in the future. But if you want to experience and have in your medicine cabinet, have in your preparedness arsenal, high-quality colloidal silver from the best manufacturer, we have it right now private labeled under the name Silver Bullet at InfoWarsStore.com. Limited supply, 30% off, InfoWarsStore.com, Silver Bullet. Research colloidal silver. Find out what a game changer it is, and then get yours at InfoWarsStore.com. Silver Bullet, back in stock, 30% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
A third bank now shutting down. That's Bidenomics. Kansas Heartland Tri-State Bank becomes fifth casualty of Bidenomics as regulators force it to shut down. And I love when I hear from Democrats in the media and in Congress, and they talk about how now half of Americans, 50% of Americans, don't have $1,000 in savings. And then their next sentence is telling you how great and successful Bidenomics is. And then there's just insanity going on here. Illinois governor signs bill allowing non-citizens to become police officers. That's illegal immigrants will now be police officers. So, I don't know what you even... Okay. And that just echoes what's happening in New York City in clip one. There's so many illegal immigrants now in the streets of New York City, folks. They're basically huddled around outside of hotels on the sidewalks. You can't even walk the sidewalks. They're completely covered in illegal immigrants. And so maybe they'll become police officers. Maybe that's the situation that'll happen in New York like they have in Chicago. There's the scenes from New York City outside these hotels. We're talking thousands of illegal immigrants just roaming the streets. But that's what you wanted, New York City. That's what the Democrats voted for. Then they get what they voted for, and then they complain. Transgender murderer who killed his two babies will receive taxpayer-funded breast implants in women's prison. That's right. You murder your children, and the Democrats come in and offer you plastic tits. Really good justice there. Thank goodness. Massive firebombing in Seattle, possibly linked to drug war between competing homeless camps. So you now have territorial firebombings going on in between the homeless in Seattle. Things are looking good there. Do you remember the car that drove off the ledge in San Francisco? You remember that one? Nearly landed on somebody's head and could have smashed them to death. All charges dropped. San Francisco DA drops charges against carjacking couple accused of wildly crashing vehicle down public stairwell. They were already known to law enforcement. They were actually told that they weren't allowed to be near each other anymore. They stole a car, drove it off a cliff, nearly smashed somebody and other people's property, and their charges have been dropped. It's a Democrat clown world. And we're just living in it. And then you've got Joe Biden talking about Medicare and Medicaid today, saying Republicans want to take your Medicare and take your Medicaid. But that's ironic because here's what Joe Biden said about Medicare and Medicaid in clip three.
When I argued that we should freeze federal spending, I meant Social Security as well.
Oh.
I meant Medicare and Medicaid.
Oh.
I meant veterans benefits. I meant every single solitary thing
in
the government.
Ah.
And I not only tried it once, I tried it twice.
Twice.
I tried it the third time, and
three
I tried it the fourth time.
Four? Four times he tried to get cut Medicare and Medicaid, and now today he's telling you the Republicans want to do that. Texas teachers say they were fired after attending drag show posting on social media. I don't really care. I mean, if a teacher wants to do that in their own time, posting it on social media, still kind of maybe a privacy thing, but this is the pendulum swinging backwards. When you sexualize kids in the classroom and you do all the stuff we've seen the left do, and there's more of it, we'll cover it tomorrow. Yeah, maybe the pendulum is swinging back, and it's like, you know what, we don't want to see anything to do with any of that anymore, so yeah, you go to a show, we're just going to have to go ahead and can you. We got a little problem with liberal pedophile teachers infiltrating the system, so we really got to just try to weed it all out here. All right, let's take some calls before we sign off here on the Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show. Let's go to so many interesting ones here. Let's go to Robert in Alabama. Robert, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, I want to talk about the congressional hearing with the UFOs and how, you know, all of a sudden they're saying, oh, we have UFOs, this and that. But I think it's a way for the West to ramp up the war in Russia and use all the so-called, you know, unreleased technology they have from whatever they want to call it, and, you know, ramp up the war and use...
What, and blame aliens?
Well, I mean, I think that's a distraction. I just think that they want to use a new generation of warfare where I think they may believe that they're ahead in that technology so that they don't lose, because everybody who's invaded Russia has lost. And, you know, I'm against all commies, but, you know, you get in a fight with the Russians, you look at UFC. They love to fight. So.
Well, and really a big factor here is morale, too. I mean, you can have all the technology. I still think morale is a major factor, and our morale is way down. And that's not a knock on the great men and women that are in the military, but they see what's going on. They see that they're recruiting transgender people to come and get paid, and then they don't have to do drills. They don't have to go into combat. They get a free pair of fake breasts, and then they go hang around, and then the generals tell you how great they are.
Yeah,
and there's
all,
no reason. There's no you know, Americans... It was one thing after 9/11 when they could aim patriotic Americans against Osama bin Laden or Afghanistan or Islam or whatever. They don't really have that with Russia. People don't have a disdain or a hatred or a vitriol to go fight Russians. It just doesn't exist. So they can fake it as much as they want. It's not there.
Especially now you have Putin saying we need to become a Christian nation, and you listen to that and wonder, why aren't the American political leaders saying that? And then, you know, Christians primarily listen to it and say, hey, that's what I want. And at the same time, you have a communist saying that. You're like, hold on, what's going on? Why aren't our leaders saying that?
Well, there's a reason why they don't recruit patriotic Americans to the military. They recruit people that have dog outfit, puppy outfit kinks and want to have transsexual surgeries and all this stuff, because they'll be the ones, I guess, dumb enough to go line up and fight against Russians. But I'm more afraid of this drone stuff, because now you're dealing with stuff where you don't even necessarily need personnel. you just fly these machines and try to provocateur a situation with Russia. But so far, the Russian patience, it's been such to such a level that even Russian generals and Russian people are like, why is Putin waiting? Why don't we just go in there, take Ukraine back? I mean, we're sick of this, the CIA running their proxy groups. So, but yeah, the UFO angle is interesting. Robert, thank you for the call. I mean, that would be interesting to see if they start launching this new generation of warfare on the heels of this. But, you know, it's still an amazing thing. The U.S. government, it's now a congressional testimony. The U.S. government has alien technology, extraterrestrial technology, and extraterrestrial life, biological life forms. And it was barely even a top story. Is that because we just don't believe anything from our government? We just know this is a gaslighting technique? Or, I mean, or we don't want to talk about aliens being real? I mean, it's just, it's a wild thing. It really is. Let's go to Chris in Texas. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, my brother from another mother. How you doing
today? What's up, Chris? Good.
Are you familiar with X22.com?
I see the YouTube channel every once in a while.
Okay. Me and my wife were watching it last night, and when they were interviewing, it wasn't an actual X22, it was an interview. Dave was interviewing a guy named Derek Johnson, and he was talking some really interesting stuff about, I don't know if you've heard of devolution and shadow government, continuity of government.
Yeah, and so there's basically two angles, two popular angles of this. One, that Trump has to stay behind continuity of government, and then two, you could say it was Obama or anybody else, but essentially there's been a running continuity of government, shadow government, that's been going on for 50 years.
Well, the first one that he was talking about last night is Derek Johnson. The first one was Roosevelt, President Roosevelt. That's when it was first used. Well, now I think we got the other one. The other one's going on with Trump. And supposedly started in 2016. And they said he was saying that it's a 7-year plan. So,
here's my problem with that. And I'm sorry, I'm out of time, Chris. I'm sorry to the other callers. We'll be back tomorrow, of course. It's just, you know, we've had such a lacking of good Americans that are willing to stand up against this deep state and put it all on the line. It's hard for me to believe that we'd have a groundswell of this just in the course of, say, 4 years under Trump. So I don't really buy into that theory. I think we're going to have to do this organically. I think we got another big election ahead of us. But I see those rumors out there. I just don't necessarily buy into them as much. And I don't think you could fake all this, quite frankly. And when I see what they do to us and myself personally, I know this Biden administration ain't messing around, folks. They're serious. They're going to try to crush you. That's the real deal. And you're getting a taste of it financially right now. All right, that does it for the Alex Jones Show. Don't forget about Sunday Night Live, and we'll be back tomorrow morning as well. Harrison Smith, Alex Jones, and myself.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.